This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-O. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it. That was a fun hour we just had with Dr. Roger Bittar. Mixing it up. Every once in a while, you got to throw advanced medicine on the so-called wrong day. But there's never a wrong day for advanced medicine. And I'm glad y'all are still here. Those of you who are, some of you doing your mango bands out there, you're catching this in archive, which is okay. Whenever you listen is fine. I know a lot of people have appointment listening. They'll take it, download it. And you can get it, those of you listening live, and you can share this with your friends and family and frenemies, whatever, this message by sending them to robertscottbell.com. They can listen later on our home and broadcast syndication, that's gcnlive.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio a couple of days later, and YouTube, those of you watching on YouTube. Occasionally these clips, Super Don will say, I'm inspired by that clip, and it'll appear at real.video as well. But I haven't been very inspiring lately, apparently, Super D, unless I'm missing something here.
I haven't cloned myself yet. I'm still working on that.
I know.
Sorry.
You're a busy boy. Busy boy.
I'm sorry.
But did you get a little downtime for the Labor Day holiday? Obviously, we didn't
go
live.
You know, I kind of did. Not 100%, but I managed to spend a little more time hanging out with the family and the grandkids than normal. So it was nice.
Yeah. It was a great day yesterday for us. We're exploring our new environs. We went up one of the, I guess you'd call it valleys or canyons, and did a 1-point-something-mile hike. We used to do this years ago at Stone Mountain. You know, a 1.2-mile. My wife used to practically run and trot and jump up the mountain. It was a 1.2-mile trail, a walk-up trail. This was more of a condensed height, though. You're going, I think, 825 feet at Stone Mountain. This was 1,100 feet up from the start in the same amount of distance. So you're going to get a lot more, you know, elevation. And, man, we're at higher elevation. By the time we reach the top, I think we're at, like, 6,500 feet or something, or 6,700 feet. And we went to the cave and saw. It was just a great day. And then we went back and did a cookout, although the nice grill that I have to use here at the new place, I started and I cooked the burgers halfway, and then the propane ran out. I'm like, hey, you know, hopefully it's warm enough. You want talking about the top of the hour? For those of you watching on YouTube, we played a clip from 2012 where they argued that free range grass fed meat was dangerous and that factory farmed meat was good for you. But in this case, it was half raw. I'm like, no, we're not doing that today. So I took them in and cooked them on the iron skillet and finished the other side. So it was like, talk about an In-N-Out burger. I think that's the new incarnation of it. It was out, then it was in. And it ended up being okay. So it was a fun day yesterday. So I'm a little sore. I need some Arnica today, but no worse for the wear, actually better, stronger, maybe faster. And the altitude didn't stop us. So it was a fun day, Super D.
Excellent. Excellent. Nice to take those when you can get them, right?
Yeah, we don't do them very often, and you do them even less often than me. So, anyway, hope y'all are having a good time out there. RobertScottBell.com. Modern toxic life. That's it. We talk about that all too often, perhaps. What is the cause of the increasing rates of childhood cancer? I think I'm the only show on planet Earth that has talked about the reason that kids are getting more cancer than ever is because they're living longer than they used to. Right? Of course, crickets. Of course, it's an absurd statement. I mean, how do you argue? It's like, this is the argument that has been made for a lot of times from the medical community. The reason there's more cancer is because we, the doctors, have allowed you, the peons, to live longer than ever. So old people are getting more cancer. But belies the fact that young people are getting more cancer than ever. Because they're living longer? Of course it's absurd. If we look at infant mortality rates, the irony, of course, in the West, the advancements of all, you know, the good things about modern medicine, you can intervene when you get in a car accident and put you back together again, where in years past, maybe that would have not been possible. So trauma surgery, emergency medicine is amazing. But many of the interventions, and we talked about some of them with Dr. Batar last hour, are devastating to the health of children and babies, including vaccination. And here's a great health impact news article we linked to in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Is modern toxic life responsible for skyrocketing childhood cancers? They say that cancers are increasing from birth to age 4. Once again, living longer, birth to age 4, cancers are in the increase. Then again, another increase between 15 and 19 years of age. Then we have, boys more than girls. And the specific cancers they mention, including pancreatic cancer, which was like, how rare was that in young people? But they're listing brain, kidney, liver, and thyroid cancers on the rise. This is embarrassing. It should be embarrassing for anybody who is a big fan of modern medicine because they haven't solved these problems. In fact, they've contributed to them. I could have played the iatrogenicide theme song. It would have been appropriate. But we have this article, and it actually acknowledges some of the scientific considerations even the WHO is acknowledging, which I'm not a big fan of. Their International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified radio frequency electromagnetic fields as possibly carcinogenic. Possibly? We know the impact on human cells. That's not a mystery. And if we can't stop 5G from happening, which it doesn't look at this point like we will, what can we do strategically to help? Now, homeopathically, as long as you have access to it, they're attacking my friend Dr. Frank King, the FDA. I'm not buying it. I'm buying Dr. King's remedies. But the EMF detox, we can use homeopathic energy frequencies to reverse some of the damage. That's not a preventive. Okay, because the damage is going to happen because it's exposure. The EM fields can penetrate and cause cellular damage. What we have found, and go back in the archives, we played it maybe one or two times as an encore. Hagen Tiers from Germany, young scientist, who developed a water-based technology to place in your home. They call it Key Home. There's one you can carry like a deck of cards with you that produces an electron field around you. These electrons settle on you. And so that the EM fields that are disruptive, the 4G, the 5G, these things, their disruptive and destructive behavior, in other words, is to penetrate your cells. It blocks them. They interact with the electrons and are stopped right there. And so look into the Key Home technology. I'm looking strategically. What can we do? What can we do to help? Obviously increase selenium levels, the trace minerals that prevent some of the damage. And speaking of that, I think we're going to get into what they do in Japan related to the vaccine issue a little later this hour. But in addition to the EMF soup they say we're all swimming in, how about the carcinogenic weed killer, glyphosate, the Roundup Ready stuff? Another aspect of, yes, even the WHO has now acknowledged it's dangerous, even though Monsanto is claiming and crying foul, if you will. Oh, man, it's not really that, not that bad. Of course, make the executives and scientists drink their creation, and you'll find out they don't believe it's really healthy either. And then finally, in this article, we roll around to protecting children. Prenatally, they're arguing moms should get flu shots, maybe whooping cough shots. How is this impacting the developing baby? It's not an essential nutrient. These are toxic poisons. These are inflammatory assaults. They put your cells on the run. You're trying to build a healthy new life form, a healthy new baby. And you're injecting innocent moms to be with heavy metals, aborted fetal cells. As we're learning now, cells from caterpillars, dogs, who knows what else. And many religious institutions are not speaking out. In fact, most are not speaking out against these vaccines. So you add that to the cell phones. You add that to the Roundup. And, of course, you go into the vaccines. Stephanie Senna from MIT, we got to get her back on the show, Super Don, soon. She's observed that the severity of reactions to the measles, mumps, and rubella, the MMR shot, has increased in tandem with greater use of glyphosate on U.S. crops, and that glyphosate contamination in vaccines can trigger an autoimmune attack on the nerve fibers of the brain, causing autism-like symptoms. We're doing it to ourselves. And moms and dads, I said it, you have got to be the gatekeepers here. You can't expect the doctors to do it because, my gosh, if they stand up the way moms and dads need to, they'll lose their license. They won't be able to pay back their student loans. Whatever keeps them in that allopathic trap. Moms and dads, what's your excuse? You didn't know? Granted, you didn't know. That's why there are a lot of moms and dads, because they didn't know. They're on a crusade to make sure all moms and dads to be know before it's too late, before their children are taken from them or altered irreparably, harmed irreparably via these injections. More cancer than ever in children. The war on cancer, great success, Nixon, and everybody that's followed it. Every time the NIH asks for more budget, billions more, I get a little sick to my stomach. Because the wasted resources targeting chemo, radiation, and surgical techniques, as opposed to addressing true cause that they disavow knowledge of, despite the fact that scientific groups around the world, including WHO, acknowledge the things that we say here regularly on the Robert Scott Bell Show, probably with a bit more emotion and intensity than they milquetoast around this stuff at that level and go, well, it's possible, we're not sure. In the meantime, you guys keep eating your antibiotic-laced foods, your GMO-contaminated glyphosate gardens, right? The grass that you're growing, kill the dandelion that could help detoxify your liver from glyphosate with glyphosate. People that know better about their own body, they're doing this stuff around the neighborhoods, around the parks, around the schools. Intelligent life in the universe, not on planet Earth. Well, there is some. Part of it's here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you're here with me, so that's evidence of that. But a lot of others, not yet there. When will we learn? Let me know. Get back to me. RobertScottBell.com. We've got more to do. We've got a question of the day coming up on probiotics. But what about patients wanting more information? That's a good thing. We'll see how far it goes.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we got it going on here. This is the second hour of the show if you've just tuned in. Robert Scott Bell, available around the world through GCN, our home and broadcast syndication radio. GCNlive.com, robertscottbell.com, get you there, and archives available through many different ways. I'm hoping to see y'all September 22nd, 23rd at the I want to call it the Health Freedom Expo because that's really the spirit of it. It's the Trinity Live Conference, and that's going on September 22nd, 23rd. Paul Barretero is going to be there. We've got we'll have some Sovereign Silver there. We'll have Echo Water there. Maybe a Synergy Sauna or two there. We'll have Chris Barr. Will be awesome. Angie will be there. Not a doc, not a nurse. Along with Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And it'll be like Pretty Maids All in a Row. That's another song. I think that was an Eagles song, wasn't it? So we've got lots of healing coming up and events we're going to be adding into the mix. Another tour of Florida I have coming up. Orlando's happening, let's see, that is October 19th through 22nd, the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. All right, so enough of what's upcoming. What is now? Superdon found that a new study finds patients want more information about their medicine. Why, oh, why do you think this is such a cool story? Not that it's bad, but, you know, I'm like, you were digging it.
Well, I just, look, one of the cornerstones of this show is talking about the FDA and Big Pharma and the damage that these pharmaceutical drugs do to everybody, well, you know, globally. And we quite often will focus on things like side effects, right? You know, it's sometimes it's very serious. Sometimes we can't help but laugh at the ridiculousness of some of the side effects of these drugs that the doctors are pushing and saying that, oh, this is a good thing to take for this condition, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it turns out it gives you 12 other problems. So when I see something where patients are wanting more information about their medicine, I think that's a positive thing because we talk a lot about how people are kind of people are sheeple, right?
Yeah.
The doctor says take this, the people go okay, thank you, and then they take it and they do it religiously, and then when you ask them why, they say, well, because I'm supposed to, You know, so anytime that you see where people are becoming more self-aware.
I just had right? another song come through my head when you said that. Remember, mm-hmm. I don't know who did the song. People are sheeple, so why should it be?
That would be Depeche Mode.
All right, Depeche Mode. That people yes. take, oh, that, no, so that is why it is that people take drugs so willingly, because people are sheeple. So if they're waking up and starting to ask questions, this is a good sign, Super Don. Maybe I just overlooked that. It's a positive.
So there you go. Pat in the chat room, you heard it here. People are sheeple by Depeche Mode. You want to write the lyrics to that?
We'll see the lyrics to that one.
If we can do a parody of that one, right?
Weird Al, he hasn't jumped on it. We got to do it.
That was quite the inspiration.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what they did, this study. And look, there's good parts of this and there's bad parts. So I'm going to start with the good parts. They said here that of the people, let's see, first off, this was out of the University of Kent. There's a pharmacy expert carried out the research and found that 11% were not satisfied with the effectiveness of their medicines.
Okay.
Between 10 and 16% agreed that their medicines caused interference with some aspect of their daily life.
How many were concerned about adverse events, though? That's the big one, right?
Well, okay. Let's see here.
Go up a sentence and you'll see. It's over half.
Am I missing that some here?
Yeah, you jumped right over it. Over a quarter half were of those, concerned.
Half, okay.
Half were concerned about long-term adverse
effects. Half of them. And that's a big number, dude. A survey and you got half of them are concerned about the long-term adverse effects of a medicine, that is significant. Now, that really doesn't mean much if the people who are concerned about it do nothing about it.
Right,
because
exactly.
just being concerned about it doesn't accomplish anything, right?
Well, and so, there's where you get the bad news. You want to go to that?
Yeah, no, this is really, I don't even know, it's scary in a way. It says 30% agreed, 30% of the respondents agreed that their life revolved around medicines.
Mm-hmm.
30%. Now, what kind of life is that?
My mom knows about this. Not because she's on drugs, because she's not. But she would tell me stories about friends 20, 30 years her junior that all they could talk about is my doctor this, is my doctor said I should be on this drug, my doctor's got me on this drug, and my other doctor's got me on this drug. So these are the people that their life revolves around medicines. They don't have a perception that nutrition plays a role in their future health. And they will be doomed to, I don't know, the so-called pickling, but not in a good way, in terms of toxic medicaments overwhelming their body's ability to eliminate that. Now, previous generations could last longer because they were more resilient. The younger kids, we talked about it, hammered. More cancer than ever in young people in the West. We're going to visit Japan and find out how that doesn't have to be the case. Also, we got a question of the day surrounding your gut microbiome. That's coming up after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
I hope the truth takes you to modulate your immune system safely, efficiently. Taking the whole food supplementation we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You'll learn more about it if you join me at the Trinity Live Conference, September 22nd through 23rd. Maybe you learned about beta-glucan. Beta-1 3D glucan from Better Way Health. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. And CBD for the endocannabinoid system from our friends at CV Sciences. U plus CBD, that's I think their Twitter handle, at U plus CBD. But if you want to go to pluscbdoil.com, you can get it. Plug in all the wonderful things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to keep us going, including the mountain climbing, apparently. We'll see. As long as there's not snow up there, it won't be slip sliding away. It was still good, still good. Now, with that, let's go to you, my humble and lovable listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day comes from Fred. Hey, Fred, how are you? He says, Dear Dr. Bell, I always preface or explain this whole idea of a doctor, just defined, because people freak out about it. You know, I'm like, No, I'm not a medical doctor. Don't pretend to be one. Don't want to be one. I have to train and teach medical doctors real medicine. Yeah, honestly, I do that. I've been doing that for 20 plus years. But it isn't an ego thing. I don't care about the term. Now, the term doctor to me means teacher, healer. If you get a degree, a medical degree, and all you do is poison the people, how impressive is it to be a doctor like that? So I know people refer to me that way. That's on you. It's okay. I'm not complaining, but it's just I'm not hanging a shingle on it. You understand? Just want to be clear about that. So, Fred, he asks, for your protocol for healing the gut, which, by the way, is known as the Silver Aloe Protocol, gut recovery protocol, however you want to refer to it, it's listed in detail in Unlock the Power to Heal. What brand of probiotics do you recommend? Well, in the book, you know, I recommended Dr. O'Hara's because I've used it for many years and it's been a wonderful tool for the vast majority of the people I've introduced it to. It's very shelf stable. It's got its own food prebiotics as well. But I'm not saying it's the only one. If you hear Chris Barr, a good buddy, not a doc, he talks extensively about Flora from Innate Response. I'm not going to argue against that. He's got great results with that, and that's an excellent, excellent form. But I will step back from it and say, oh, by the way, Fred says he usually gets his from sauerkraut juice. 1 ounce had 10 billion probiotics in it. Would that work? Well, in many cases it could. But I don't think it's about the numbers ultimately. I know there's some level of a numbers game. But you could throw the quintillion of these probiotics into your gut. And if your gut has not been healed, right? If the epithelial lining is no longer intact or hasn't been intact for a long time. If you've been ripped apart by antibiotics, a form of chemo. If you regularly consume fluoridated, chlorinated water and you don't filter it. If you eat food that has additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, residues from pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you know, GMOs, Roundup, glyphosate, plasticizers, heavy metals, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. All of those things are pro-inflammatory. You want to talk about pro-inflammatory? It isn't the fat that you have or don't have at that point so much as you have poisoned the water hole big time. You've created a destruction of epithelial lining at the lining of your gut with the villi, wiped them out, inflamed them, separated them. Now you've got leaky gut. So you throw the best probiotics on planet Earth down there. They can't in and of themselves repair the damage. They're trying to repopulate, but you have given them the desert and they live in the rainforest. The basis for the Silver Aloe Protocol and other adjuncts I talk about, especially the trace mineral silicon or silica to repair connective, regrow connective tissue. Silver facilitates the downregulation of inflammation down there with aloe and the upregulation of regeneration of healthy new tissue. The silicon is the substance, the mineral substance that is more critical than all in terms of repair and regeneration of connective tissue, strength and integrity. So having said that, I am less concerned about which probiotics you choose because quite honestly, a lot of the probiotics are made by the same like three companies and they just brand them differently. But they're not going to work. Even the best stuff not going to work or only work marginally if you have decimated your gut and you don't do what you need to do to repair it. Right? Silver Aloe is designed to help repair it. The minerals, the homeopathics that I recommend, right about? Yes. Flora from Innate Response, awesome. Dr. O'Hara's awesome. But I've seen probiotic failures, not due to the probiotic, but due to the home you give the probiotics that you're trying to replenish. Okay? Does that make sense, Super D? I try to be real clear about this.
Yeah. That was about as thorough as I think you can get.
Okay. Well, we'll move on from that. Fred, you let me know if you need more. Let's go to Japan. Japan. My wife grew up for some years when she was a child in Japan. And it's cool culture, really awesome. Appreciate a lot of what they are about. And it's interesting because Japan has the lowest infant mortality rate. And in this headline at Health Impact News claims it's because of a ban on mandatory vaccinations. You know, they backed off on this idea like in America. Oh, we've got to convince you that you have to have your shots. Your shots, as if they're yours. Really, they're mine? Who bought them? Well, I guess the U.S. taxpayer, if you're one of them. But Japan has gotten a bad rap for being anti-vaccine. Because way back when in the 80s, I believe, late 80s, and early 90s, they looked at these vaccines and said, you know, here's what's going on. In 1989, when the MMR was brought to bear on the Japanese culture, to the kids there, they noticed that what was claimed to be, or what they predicted or said, hey, these are the expected rates of adverse events. One in X number of children could have some problems. Okay? Well, it turned out that the rate of adverse events was, Super Don, am I getting this right, 2,000 times what they were told by the pharmaceutical companies that produced this stuff and the government that said, we've got to start putting this MMR into play? I mean, it was really bad. I believe so. Yeah, 2,000 times higher than the expected rate.
That's a big number. 2,000?
Yeah. So what happened was that they said, okay, this is not good. Let's switch it up. Let's resolve this problem by switching to another version of the vaccine. But the adverse events were still extraordinarily high relative to what they were told it was going to be. Still in the hundreds to maybe 1,000 times more. So a government that cares about its people would say, you know what? At the very least, we should tell our people that there's a problem here so that they can be informed and make better decisions. We're not going to mandate this thing. And that's indeed what they did. 4 years later, in 1993, the government removed the MMR mandate in Japan. Okay? And since that time, mortality rates have been lower, the lowest in the first world, supposedly. And yet we have pharmaceutical governments claiming that Japan is anti-vaccine and they should get on board with the rest of the Western world. Why? Why would you want a mortality rate as high as it is, childhood infant mortality rate, as high as it is in the United States? I believe the highest in the first world of the industrialized nations. With all of our advanced medicine, not advanced medicine like Dr. Bittar does, advancements in medicine that are not truly advancements in, they're going back. Talked about the immature viewpoint of what the immune system is, that modern medical dunderheaded doctors are still persisting. Is good medicine, injecting toxic poisons to hyperstimulate immunity into an antibody production, as if the antibody is sufficient. It's an immature understanding of the immune system. So, Japan, lower incidence of infant mortality. Now, another aspect to this could be their known higher intake of selenium. The average diet of a Japanese person is much higher, I don't know, three or four times, maybe more. Dozens of times higher than the average American or Western, maybe even Canadian. Could selenium have something to do with it? We talk about longevity in Japan. Longevity, really good. Selenium, come back to that. We've talked with Chris Barnata, Doc, about that over the years. Are you taking your innate response selenium? You can get that at Jonathan's place, choosetobehealthy.com. Are you drinking molecular hydrogen, your water? Does it come with extra H2? If you don't have one of the Synergy Science, you know, Echo Water units, you're not taking advantage of not only cleaning the water coming in from the tap, but enhancing it so that the hydrogen is available for your cells, because that's also a protective way to enhance the functionality of every mineral, including the selenium you're hopefully taking now. So look into the Echo Water units. You can go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and if you're new to the show, learn about it. Are you sweating out? If you're not taking enough selenium, maybe you could sweat out. Usher some of these toxic poisons out of your body. Persistent organic pollutants, heavy metals, via sweating out. Far infrared saunas. And this one has ozone, the Synergy sauna. And I know the Truth About Cancer just recently promoted it. If you got an email from TTAC, get one. It's no excuse. It's going to get cold in the north. Get them now. I'm going to be spending a lot of time because I haven't had a winter in many years, having been in Florida for a long time now. So it's going to be different for me as well. So, twice as many infants die in America than in Japan. Why would we want to be like that in Japan, right? Why would you look at America and go, Super Don, I want to have as many infants die that you guys have in America, because we all want to be like you. Listen, I love
you. You got to be number one, yeah. Right? You number always want to be number one. No. Absolutely.
So we are willing to look at our own culture and say there are some failings here. Primarily is that we become a pharmaceutical indoctrinated culture, the United States of Drug America. That is not why I love America. I love America because of the foundation in individual liberty, which has been largely lost because of the pharmaceutical takeover of the government of the United States. The deep state, big part of it is big pharma. California, lost. Get out while you can. Folks, it's just brutal. Check out this article. Japan, they don't want to go this way. They're aware of this. They actually stood up for their citizens and said, you know what? We're not going to mandate the MMR. What do they do in America? Mandate it and everything else. And they call you names if you don't fall in line lockstep like the rest of the American sheeple. Sing it with me, Super Don. People are sheeple. That's why it is. I don't know if I could rhyme it now. Pat will have to do it.
I don't know what word what rhymes with is. With it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But you got it. Folks, the United States of Health Talk Radio, also the world of Health Talk Radio. We're not globalists. We're individualists here. We want you to have the right, which is yours by virtue of your birth, to say no. Not only to big pharma, to big government and big media. Say yes to that which empowers you. And I sure hope that that's what we're doing here. That's my perception of it. Let me know if we're falling off on that. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, while we can. There's YouTube channel, RSL Media channel, where a lot of y'all watch it later or are watching it live for that matter. I'll check on your comments on this break, and we'll be back to talk a little bit of Latin. How about those Latin doctors? Are they really the best? No, I won't go there. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm hoping Big Pharma doesn't have you in a stranglehold, baby. We got the path to freedom here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, some of it is, using your powers of discrimination, logic, etc. These are good things. They're designed to keep you alive and thriving. And love it when you do. Now, I'm going to go back to in time. Since we were talking about high school grunge bands on the break, I don't know if we talked about it on the air as well. I remember in high school, again, I grew up my whole young life, I wanted to be a doctor. Even though my uncle, a doctor, said, "Don't be a doctor, Scotty," as he called me by my middle name. And I said, no, I want to. I want to help people. I want to heal, right? This was my motivation. I was always sick, so I was like, I got to figure this thing out. Now, I remember in high school that I wanted to take Latin. Latin. The language, Latin. I didn't want to take French or German or Spanish. I wanted to take Latin because I thought it would help me growing up as a doctor to learn about the medicines and the medicinal names, the drugs. Now, this is before I knew all that I know today. And I think it's ironic, too, because becoming a homeopath, it's all Latin. Every medicine you got is a Latin name. And I'm like, it's not necessarily the way they name them in modern medicine, those drugs, although there are Latin bases and roots there as well. But they didn't give me the opportunity to take Latin. I was really upset. And I think I got my mom involved in this. I don't know, Mom, you can remember. She's watching. Grandma Mickey, my mom. And like, we were upset, but I wanted to go do that. No, you can't. It doesn't fit. It doesn't work. It's a dead language anyway, right? And so now Super Don brings that memory back to the context of today. BBC News is reporting that doctors are being told to ditch Latin and use plain English. Super D, it's so refreshing because now I don't feel so bad that I didn't take Latin in high school. I'm all good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. With that said,
yeah,
I would say that you probably know more Latin than the average person, regardless. Because yeah, I've never heard anybody use so many different Latin terms as I've heard you use them. Because, you know, when it comes to homeopathy, literally all of it is Latin, right?
True, yeah. But, of course, since it can't kill you, Latin is not real.
Right? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you get it,
that's
right?
Pseudo-Latin.
Gotcha. Pseudo-Latin, exactly.
All right.
So, I find it funny. Of course, all the names of homeopathic remedies are the same around the world. That's why we use the Latin root, whether it's genus, species, etc. The reason is there are common names to a lot of these plants, for instance, in medicines. But they're not exactly accurate in the same way that the Latin name, the root is.
Well,
and of course, Latin is root words. It's fascinating when you learn the origin of languages.
It's neat to hear. You know what? Well, Latin is one of those things I would probably maybe want to learn just because it sounds cool, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it always is when somebody says it, but it's very confusing, though.
Yeah.
To, let's say, the layperson, because they have no freaking idea what it is that you're talking about. Well, and they give some examples.
They want the doctors to stop, don't they?
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, if your doctor says, I'm afraid that you've got chronic hepatic edema. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what's wrong with me. Will you please speak in English?
Yeah, speak in G English. Say it's a liver, hepatic liver. Edema, swelling, fluid.
Swelling. No, some people know, but a lot of people don't.
How many doctors tell you you have syncope? I don't know that doctors are. Do they do that? Because they would confuse the patients because that's fainting.
You know what
right?
they will do, though, is they'll use that language when they're filling out the forms, you know, and all that stuff that everything needs to be off with. But, you know, I mean, like, for example, when it comes to homeopathy, you know, if I'm just going to think of one off the top of my head, like Spongia Tosta.
Yes.
What is that?
A toasted sea sponge.
Sea sponge. Okay, so if you said toasted sea sponge, somebody go, oh, that's like a natural remedy. Okay, you know, that's kind of cool. But if you take Spongia Tosta, you know, it's just like, what?
It's really lovely with preserves. Just put it
on. Yeah. And so, like what is Expecto Patronum?
No, I'm not going there. It's like Harry Potter is a little silly Latin, and of course it's
fun. I get them confused, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But cerebral meaning brain, coronary meaning heart. I know we try to use both because I don't mind Latin. I would love it if more people learned Latin because of the joy I take in learning root words and playing around with the language. If you know Latin, you can learn a lot about a lot of languages. Not all of them, but a lot. So I oppose this. I want doctors to continue to use more Latin. But use it along with the common name, and then everybody will get along. Maybe. Just maybe.
Maybe.
Except the Democrats and Republicans. Not much hope for them. All right. How's your constitution? Well, I think after 2 hours, I'm feeling pretty good. My legs are sore from the hike yesterday. I'll take a little bit of advanced arnica from Dr. King. But other than that, we'll be ready to go tomorrow, live on the air, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? No other reason than the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.